I could use a drink or a Xanax, like, right now. My sobriety day is 6/20/13. All right, so I'm supposed to tell you guys what happened and what it's like now. Sorry, I keep laughing. Okay, so I was a really shy kid, and I didn't really talk a lot. At school, I was, like, really weird, and my teachers would call home and be like, why doesn't Darian talk? And so this is, like, really crazy for me right now to be speaking, because I had a panic attack before every speech class. And, yeah, I just always felt like I didn't fit in. I remember, like, staring at all the other kids, like, why do they all have friends? And, like, I just can't make friends. Like, I've always felt like I was so weird and just didn't belong. Everything I tried, I always quit. Like, I was in dance, figure skating, Girl Scouts, girls weightlifting. Like, I just tried everything. And, like, I always quit it because I was always like, I don't fit in with these people. Like, and I would, like, sit there and compare myself. So I grew up in an alcoholic home. My dad was an alcoholic, and it was really confusing to me. Like, I would go home under the cellar, like, there's hundreds of beer bottles. And I just remember my parents were always fighting, and I didn't really know why. Like, my dad was always getting kicked out, or, like, why he seemed all right sometimes, and then other times he was, like, really angry. I didn't really get it. And then my parents got a divorce when I was, like, 12, and I was always, like, a sick kid, just, like, in and out of the hospital or doctor's offices. When I was born, you know, they thought I wasn't going to live, so my family was always, like, really worried about me and my health, and I kind of, like, took that and ran with it. Like, I would go to the nurse's office every single day in school, like, and when I left the school, my parents told me she retired, and I really think it was because of me, because, like, I remember I would, like, bite myself just to go to the nurse's office and be like, a dog bit me. So, like, I was just really weird, and, like, I definitely think maybe a hypochondriac. I don't know. Like, it's like, I have a stomach ache. Like, I just want to go lay down. Like, I just did not want to go to school. Like, my mom would have to, like, drag me to school. She walked me to my classroom every day until, like, eighth grade, and I sucked my thumb until I was, like, 17. Like, I just was, like, a weirdo. And so, like, I don't know. So I was sick, and I had to, like, have cough medicine all the time. And I remember that, like, it was, like, this bubblegum tasting stuff, and I really liked it. So, like, I would always be like, I'm sick. I can't go to school today. And, like, I would hide my cough medicine in my room and, like, drink the whole bottle. And this is, like, when I'm, like, 11 or 12 years old. And my mom would be like, why are you sleeping, like, all weekend? And I'd be like, I don't know, I'm sick. And, like, she really enabled me a lot because, like, I played the whole I'm sick card. I didn't really go to school a lot. I was really studious, but I wanted to stay home, like, alone. I always wanted to just be with my mom. Like, I was just weird. I just didn't want to go out with friends or anything. And I was kind of, like, nerdy. I really was not popular. Like, I got made fun of a lot. And so when I turned, like, 15, I decided with my one good friend that I had that we should try my mom's wine under the cabinet. We were just going to say that we were looking for chips and that it broke. And so, like, she had, like, one sip of it, and she's like, this is disgusting. And I was like, give me the bottle. And I chugged the whole thing. And I was like, I don't think I'm drunk. Like, what is this supposed to be? And, like, she, like, went to bed, and I'm, like, drunk dialing people. And, like, I'm drunk, I think. I drank my mom's whole bottle of wine. And, like, I'm like, let's go skinny dipping. And, like, I think I was an alcoholic already, for sure. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. That wasn't normal. And then I, like, busted it on the kitchen floor so that I had the story, like, oh, it broke. And my mom believed me. So, like, I was like, great, I can do this all the time. So, like, the next time I got drunk, I was drinking 99 bananas. So it's, like, 99% proof alcohol. And I decided, you know, to dance on a table, and I fell backwards and hit my head on a glass table and broke my head open. And this is, like, the second time I got drunk. And, like, no one wanted to take me to the hospital because we're, like, 15 years old. And they're like, I don't want to get in trouble. So, like, I bled on a towel the whole night. And it was just, like, really bad. And the next morning I wake up and I'm like, you guys want a drink? And so like we like pick up these Mexican guys off the side of the road and they like buy us beer. And we go to their like trailer and there's a machete outside the front door. But I was like, he's like, you want a beer? And I'm like, all right, we can stay. So, so that's kind of how my drinking was. Like, I did not give a fuck who I hung out with. Like, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have just sweared, but, like, it was, like, if you handed me, like, a pill or something, I was like, sure, I'll try it. Like, I just, it was kind of nutty. I don't know, I just felt like I didn't feel so shy and, like, weird. And I finally felt pretty when I was drunk, or just like it just took off that like edge that like I was always nervous and anxious about everything. Like I feel like from a young age, like I was just like everything made me anxious. Like I don't know, I was always obsessed with like school and just like I feel like I was an adult when I was like 4 years old, and I probably needed a drink then. So I continued to just, like, drink every weekend in high school, and then I started, drugs were a part of my story, too. I started smoking pot, and nobody really knew that I, well, maybe they did, because I was, like, waking up in the yard from a party or something, or puking all over myself in bathtubs, waking up with different clothes on, but, I mean, my family didn't really know what was going on. Like, they knew that I had something wrong, but they said I was always just strange. But I remember I was like really depressed all the time, and like I always felt like I would write in my journal all the time like this like dark stuff, like I wish I could just die, like just weird stuff. So like when I drank, it made me, it was like my escape from reality. Like I felt like I could be anybody and not care, and you know, it just took away all of that, like, just, like, bad feelings I had about myself. Sorry, I'm, like, really nervous. I feel like I'm rambling. But, so, I pretty much was a weekend drinker in high school, and then it kind of started being more like, okay, let's drink on Monday, or I'm going to bring my vodka water bottle into class, and I would take shots in class. And I would be like, hey, does anyone want to take a shot with me? And they'd be like, no, you're really stupid. And so let's see. When I was like, I'll skip. I really have to talk for 15 minutes. I went to college when I was like 18. And I moved out of my parents' house. And I had already like been using my sister's ID. She was kind of like always an enabler for me too. And what was I gonna say? Yeah, the first week of college I was already like blacked out drunk every single night, and I remember my roommates would be like, oh yeah, my roommate Darian, yeah, she's the girl who like plays in the road at like 5 a.m. and almost gets hit by cars, and she always gets walked up the door to like be claimed, like, this is my roommate, like, someone take her. So I was just kind of always a shit show. I was always, like, the drunkest one. And I had to medically withdraw from school, which really sucked because my whole dream, my whole life was, like, I'm going to work really hard. And that was always my thing. Like, if I just did really good in school and, like, I could change my life because my family was so dysfunctional and I just... So it really sucked when I had to go to treatment, and I went to treatment for my eating disorder, and when I got there, they're like, do you think you're an alcoholic or a drug addict? And I was like, no, I just have an eating disorder. What are you guys talking about? They're like, we really think you need to go to alcohol and drug rehab. And so I had like a hard time like really like accepting that I'm an alcoholic, and sometimes I still do. And I just never wanted to be like my dad. He was like a really mean drunk, and I was like, I just had this really bad view on alcoholics. I grew up around Alcoholics Anonymous. Since I was like 13, I'd been going to meetings with my dad, and I told myself I will never drink. And I don't know why that one night I wanted to have that wine, and since then it was like to the races. And so I went to treatment, and told them I needed to detox, so they were giving me Ativan, and I was like asleep for like 2 weeks there. And then I remember I was trying to get pain meds while I was in the treatment center. I would pretend that my appendix was bursting, and I would like be on the floor like wailing like a fish, and I'd be like, I need to go to the hospital. And so I would, they'd take me to the hospital, and I would go get dilaudid while I was in treatment. And I did that like 10 times. I have like $12,000 worth of bills because of it. And so I got out of treatment, and I still was like, I don't really think I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. And they put me in this outpatient treatment center. And they're like, if you want to come to this treatment center, you can't drink. And I was like, why? Like, I don't get it. And they're like, you're an alcoholic. And I was like, no, I'm not. So I continue to go out and get drunk, and they decided to throw me into a treatment center. Like, they just threw me at the door. They're like, she's got to go in somewhere, because I was falling asleep at the wheel a lot. I was waking up in ditches and blacking out, and they said I was a danger to myself. So they put me in a treatment center again, and I met someone in treatment and went in. When I got out, I lived with him, and he got me onto other drugs, and I kind of used him as my higher power rather than doing what I was told in treatment. And that's when I really got broken enough, I think. I tried to go back to college when we broke up, and I did one semester, and I was doing pills all the time and drinking, and I tried to get off the pills and stop drinking for a few days, and I was detoxing really bad. I didn't know what was going on, because I wasn't a drug addict or an alcoholic, because my pills were prescribed, and I was just turned 21, so this is what everybody's doing, even though like nobody wanted to hang out with me anymore. I was drinking alone in my dorm room, and I like fell through a window and had like this sling on all the time, so I would drink at the bar with my sling on, and it was not cute, and I thought it was really funny. I'm like, ah, I can still go out, and I have a sling on. And I just had, like, this gimp hand, like, looked like a chicken wing. Like, and it was stayed like that for a while. But I didn't do anything about it. I would fall asleep with the sling on all the time, so my hand got, like, atrophied. And it was like this. And I had to do 8 weeks of physical therapy after I got out of treatment. And so, but I got really, like, sick and underweight. I wasn't eating. I was only drinking. And I went to an AA meeting for the first time by myself. I called, and I need to speed this up. And they, I went, and then they told me, like, I really need to go into hospital. I was dying, and I didn't believe it. I could, like, barely walk. And I was like, no, I'm going to go back to school. And they're like, how are you going to go to school if you can't really walk and you have this sling on your arm and you can't even write with your right hand? And I was like, I don't know. I will get a scooter to classes. And they put me in the psych ward, and I stayed for 20 days. And everybody was only there for like 3 or 5 days. And I was like, why am I still here? And I was like, they must really like me. That's why. I really was convinced that the nurses liked me. And I would answer the phone like it was my dorm room. I'd be like, hey, Mom, just at the psych ward. And she'd be like, you really need to stop treating this like you're in college or something. And I like convinced the nurses to let me use their computers when no one else could. I thought I was the favorite patient. It was like I really actually liked it there. And so then they were like, you really need to go to treatment. And I was like, okay, I really don't want to. I want to go back to my dorm room. And they're like, you can't stay sober in a dorm room. Like, you've already tried it. And so they finally convinced me to go to Turning Point. And I went straight from the psych ward to Turning Point. And I stayed 30 days. And then I did my, I didn't really talk about the solution a lot. I'm sorry. I did 30 days, and then I did intensive outpatient, and I'm going to speed up. And life's a lot better for me now. I'm sponsored, and I talk at detox sometimes, and I try to help a newcomer when I can, or just do something nice every day, like to help somebody else, like give away clothes of mine or something like that. Just talk to somebody who's hurting. And like this is like the most good I felt about myself, I think, my whole life. Like, I don't feel like I want to die. I don't feel miserable, or like I can look in the mirror and not start crying. Like, I used to look in the mirror and I would break down and cry. I was so disgusted with the person I was. And I can feel like I have some respect for myself today. And my family's starting to respect me now, too. You know, they had me come home for Thanksgiving, and it was really awesome, and we had a really good time, and they told me how proud they were of me, and that just felt really good, because for once in my life, I was, you know, I'm, like, doing something good, and my family can see it. They can see the difference. Everyone tells me that you're, like, a different person, and sometimes I can't see it, but it feels, especially for my family to say that, it's a big deal, and, I have a job now, which is kind of amazing because I always got fired or had to quit or because I was waitressing and going to the wrong table and delivering food to the wrong people and getting mad at them because I gave them the wrong food. Like, what the hell, man? So, I have a job and they haven't fired me yet. And I have a car that I haven't been getting into car accidents lately. And I'm pretty much happy every day. I have real friends for once in my life. That was always my thing. I always thought that I can't get married because I won't have anyone to invite to the wedding. And because, like, I just never really kept friends. I always thought it was them. So, life definitely gets a lot better. I can say that. And I never thought that I would be okay. I really thought that I was going to die, like, at a young age, or that I was going to kill myself, because every single day I contemplated killing myself, and I honestly don't even know how I'm here today, because I had some pretty serious suicide attempts, and I don't think like that anymore, that life isn't worth living, and so I hope you guys got something from what I said. Am I out of time? Okay. Thanks.